everybody, it's Carly.
And it's Johnny.
And this is the Ghost Wells Podcast. Thanks for tuning in.
We're done with Europe.
Yep.
Ching. Blink, ching, ching.
Yay! So, yeah, that was 30...
Well, it was 37 or 38 total shows. I think both, like, somewhere in that range. But it was about 32 in Europe.
Yeah, we flew up to the Northwest and played 3 gigs up with in Seattle area. One with the Hell's Bells. Yeah, that was awesome. And then a couple others. And then we flew directly from there to Dusseldorf. So it's been, you know, adding that little weekend on.
It's about 7 weeks.
Yeah, by the time we get back, I think it's almost 2 months. So
we're done. We're at the really super nice hotel at the airport right now, and we are drinking champagne.
Celebrating.
And we're going to go through all our stuff because we just have piles of stuff everywhere. That's a huge chore.
Yeah, we're reorganizing. We have to weigh our bags and make sure we're not over weight limit.
The joys of flying. And we're really happy. We had a great tour.
Yeah, we did. Last we left you, we were headed to our last gig in Italy at the farmhouse. We did 2 farmhouses, one in Italy and one in France, to finish out the tour.
Yeah.
So one near Alessandria, right?
Yeah, but a little outside of Alessandria, Italy. And then
it was a yoga retreat. They had a swimming pool, and it was a yoga teacher's training camp. So it was really chill and tranquil.
Yeah, and then we showed up and did our show, and it was hilarious.
Yeah, the next
morning.
We were
a little intense.
We were intense because the next morning, the yoga teachers who had just been trained for the last 3 weeks in this Zen setting where they were this, you know, highly intensive training.
With the pool.
Yeah, where they were. Just really working on that. It was the last night before they left the next day. And opened up with a band from New Orleans.
Yeah, Holy Locust.
Holy Locust.
Yeah, they were cool.
Yeah.
They were really cool.
Yeah, but they were a string band. So it was a lot quieter. And then it was our turn and we were super loud. But it's fine because the sound guy was like, oh yeah, you're never too loud. And they have metal bands play there. They do all sorts of different kinds of festivals there. So they're open to all sorts of music. The day we left, they were setting up for a techno festival. So volume
cool
wasn't
place.
A problem, but I think it was just that it was like a lot of yoga teachers. And
they were
dancing and they were having a good time.
Yeah,
but
we were messing with their chi.
it was
our chi's a little more aggressive than yoga chi. It is.
But it was still fun. It was a great experience. Everyone was super cool. They had a wood burning stove or a wood pizza oven.
Yeah, wood burning pizza oven. So then we went up to
the pizza was delicious.
Yeah.
And we stayed in the little cabin on site. They had like these cool lotus tents. Is that what they were called?
Yeah.
Kind of like a teepee, but
like a cross between a teepee and a yurt.
Yeah. So they had.
It was a very hippie place.
It was pretty cool.
I enjoyed
it. They had a gym with like mats and punching bags and all sorts of stuff.
It was borderline felt like a cult to me.
But they had this really cool yoga studio up on the second floor with these big sliding glass doors that just opened up completely and just to let the cool breeze in. And them doing yoga up there. So I mean, it's just a really cool setting.
Yeah.
Kind of makes me want to go there.
It was like playing. It was like playing a yoga cult.
Learn how to.
Yoga cult compound.
Be a yoga teacher.
You should do that.
Maybe I will one day.
So we played the yoga cult compound in Italy.
But now I have all these bites on my legs because the mosquitoes
got
us.
We are so beat up. My feet are just totally striped. They look terrible.
My voice is gone.
My foot modeling career is going down the shitter.
My arm is actually feeling better, but for a while there, I couldn't like raise it up all the way.
Let's complain. My feet hurt. I stank like diesel fuel today because I got all over my hands. And it was so funny. I had diesel all over my hands, and I smelled like just really bad because I couldn't get a shower in. Because we drove about 1,000 miles in the last 2 days.
How many miles did you drive on this trip?
Well, miles, I think probably like 10,000, 12,000. It was about 17,000 kilometers. So it's 60% of 17,000. I'm not sure what that is off the top of my head. But let me look.
I drove, I think, 3 to 8. Miles, yeah, total.
It's about 10,000 miles. Yeah, you did. But those were the most important miles because I was drunk. And that's why those are the most important miles because I should, man, in Europe, drunk driving is such a mistake. Drunk driving is a mistake anywhere in the world, but Europe, they'll put you in jail. And if you're American, they'll probably just ban you. So we don't drunk drive ever. And so Carly is the driver if I've had a few beers after the show. So. Anyways, it's about 10,000 miles.
Wow, Johnny.
Yeah, I drove like 10,000 miles in 7 or 8 weeks.
We listened to the entire audiobook of Lonesome Dove, and it was 36 hours long, almost 37 hours long. It was so good. I mean, it made the drive, some of those long drives just kind of go by.
Yeah. Oh, it's such a great book.
Yeah, we loved it.
It made me realize that if I had read that book in high school, I probably would have moved to Texas first thing.
Sooner.
Yeah.
You want to be a cowboy?
I'm would love to be.
You're working
a cowboy.
On it.
I'd love to be a cowboy.
You got your cowboy boots.
I
got to
work on the horse trading thing.
I know. I really want to get.
Horsecraft.
Yeah, more intimate with our horses.
We need to work on the horse thing. Yeah. Carly's dad has some horses, and we have the opportunity to work with him. I guess I'm just afraid of getting thrown off and breaking an arm.
Well, that's the thing. We need to get a trailer, and I mean, if we could transport them to an arena, like with dirt.
Yeah.
To where if you get thrown, then anything. It's a.
Those horses aren't gonna throw you anyways. In the whole horse world, I mean, maybe one of them would, but I don't think that the two.
One of them's never would. Been even bridled.
Okay, I wouldn't go on her, but I would go on Elegante.
She's never been
Elegante,
broken.
I think Elegante and Elvis, they're not going to throw anybody.
No, Elvis isn't.
And
Elvis
Elegante isn't either. He's cool.
He's trained. He's a spooky horse.
He's a little spooky, but I think if you just got his trust, he knows how to have someone on him.
Anybody listening to this, if you happen to want to break in a pony horse.
And you don't mind breaking any bones.
And, yeah. Can you please break in Sauce Belle? Because she's a beautiful mare. And she's
gorgeous.
Just, yeah. She's a great size. Mm-hmm. But she's... she's probably...
You think she's a good size for a man
old?
Or more for a woman?
Anybody.
Anybody, yeah.
Well, not like a 300-pounder. I don't know.
Like a smaller man. I would really love to ride Elegante. He is so beautiful.
So Elegante is a Pasifino. So they have a particular gait, and it makes for a very smooth ride. But it's also, they're trained on a different bit. So you have to know how to manage that or to control that bit. It's a different technique than you would use with any other kind of horse. So he's a special guy.
Yeah.
And then Sauce Belle is an Arabian a horse, which is a really cool, like an Egyptian Arabian horse, where their tradition is to live in the tents with their horses as a companion. And you can create a very strong bond with that type of horse. So.
Yeah.
That's our goal. We're going to go back to Texas.
We're going
to
do a horse tour.
Yeah.
Next tour is
wagon tour.
Oh my God, that'd be awesome. On horseback. Well, I say that, but riding a horse all day is also hard on
you. Well, that's why you do a wagon.
Oh, wagon.
Get some
you
mules.
Ride in the wagon. Your dad and I will be on horseback. Watching for Comanches.
Well, good. We'll make it to Lukenbach and back.
Yeah, that's about 5 miles. So anyways, we played Italy, and that was great. And then we drove... Man, we drove like 7.5 hours yesterday. And then we played at probably one of our favorite little venues on the planet.
Yeah, thanks to Larry McMurtry.
Lonesome Dove kept us going. Well, it really did make the time go fast.
It did.
Yeah. Augustus and Crawl. Man, those guys, those are some cool dudes.
Lorraine.
And,
yeah. Who else?
So we got to La Bosca is the place we played, and it was our last gig on the trip.
It was such a great way to end the trip because it was our third time at La Bosca.
Like fourth time. Oh. I think it was technically our fourth time.
Really? I thought it was our
Okay, third time. It feels like our fourth time.
it's our home away from home in France. Yeah. They're just, Hervé and Catherine are the most welcoming hosts, and she's an amazing chef, and they...
French, oh my God.
They had this long table. She is table. A great chef. We had an outdoor meal. With,
like, honestly, we have booked the gig for the food.
That is so good.
I love playing there, but I love eating there.
And we were listening to a recording that he did of our show last time, and the sound is really cool. Yeah. He gets a good recording, a live recording, and it's just a really cool hang. It's at an old farmhouse. It used to be...
Yeah. Well, it was the Resistance house during World War II. The Resistance used it, and apparently, everybody said that they landed some gliders in the farm field, which, like, the Americans would land gliders and offload stuff, which I think makes... Probably, like, towards the end of the war they did that. But during the Resistance, yeah, I mean, that's some hard times. But so it's this beautiful, classic French farmhouse, and Hervé and Catherine have converted it into a live-in music venue. And it's amazing. Like, they really did a lot of work on that place.
Yeah.
They built a bar out. Like, if you can imagine, the living room and, like, the entrance are basically the club.
Mm-hmm.
And it's awesome. I mean, it feels like a professional club. It really does.
Yeah.
It's very nicely done. They've done a great job
with it. And they're just so hospitable. And they have really cool bands coming through there.
Yeah, you might play for 30 or 40 people maximum there ever.
Yeah, it feels more like a private party.
It's like playing a private party. Yeah. But they're just good to you. And I was sorry to leave there, actually.
Yeah, we consider them our family. We love them very much.
They're beautiful people.
Yeah, we're super thankful to end on that note. Because it's just a warm, happy feeling. And it's just a great way to end.
Yeah. So tomorrow we fly to Miami and we have a night off, and then we get to Texas on Tuesday, and
have a couple days off before we,
and then we're doing a top secret project that we can't talk about.
Top secret project on Friday and Saturday.
That's something big. I mean, it's big. Sorry, it just is.
Yeah, so stay tuned. Stay tuned for that.
Stay tuned.
I don't know when.
Stay very tuned.
We're going to be able to announce that. But then Friday, we go down to San Antonio.
Yeah, playing San Antonio on Friday.
The Bang Bang Bar.
Bang Bang Bang. Also, man, we're just like banging around all these great places. I love that.
Yeah.
I mean, we're not playing theaters or anything, but I'm so happy with the venues we're playing. Like, Bang Bang Bar in San Antonio is this little cinder block building that the girls from Faya and what is that other band? Oh, Girl in a Coma started a couple years ago, and they're awesome. Like, it's like a 1900, like, turn of the century furniture and all this oddity,
really oddities
art.
It's
and
so cool.
It feels like it's all velvety, and they're just really, they put a lot of thought into it, and it's really fun to play there.
Yeah, and then they also own a restaurant right out front, the Dogfather.
Dogfather. and it's out, like, by the airport. That's the funny thing, too. That place is, like, right next to the airport. It's not downtown.
Yeah, it's kind
totally
of an
out-of-the-way
little area. But, yeah, they have vegan hot dogs.
One day
there's
going to be condos all around that place.
Probably.
One day.
Who knows?
One day.
Well.
But they're awesome, so.
Yeah, looking forward to that, and then... Before you know it, we head up to New York. We're playing 3 shows up that way.
Yeah, we're playing New York City at the Bowery Electric with Cheetah Chrome and the Trash Bags. And then we're playing Portsmouth, New Hampshire, and Providence. So 3 just pretty sweet New York gigs, you know.
And we're going to get to hang out with Johnny's mom and sister.
Yeah, that's my mama.
Have a little family time up there.
That'll be cool. Yeah. So.
And then we'll be back in August, and we'll have most of August just to focus on writing and just being home and working with the animals and doing stuff like that. So,
massaging our sore spots. Touring over here is really enjoyable, and it is a ton of work, though.
It is so much work.
It was so funny listening. I mean, I can't begin to compare us to the guys in Lonesome Dove to actually being like a cowboy. Or a, I mean, their lives were way harder, of course. But I could sort of start to kind of feel like a connection today when we were driving our 11th hour of driving in 24 hours today with 5 hours of sleep and a gig. And I could sort of start to feel that, like, this is what it's like when you just have to get something done. You have to get there. You're gonna go. You're gonna do it. No one's gonna stop you. And that's what Lonesome Dove's all about. You know, they were going to Wyoming. They weren't gonna stop. And no Indian and no river could stop them. no snake bite. And, I mean, that's what it feels like sometimes on tour. It's just, you know, you gotta push through.
Yeah.
It's a good feeling when you do it, though.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it sounds crazy, it looks crazy, and it is crazy. there's no getting around that. It's crazy.
At least it's not really dangerous.
Yeah.
You know, I think that's the only thing that's missing is, like, actual danger, you know. We're doing the same thing. Like, we're moving gladly great missing. Distances. Gladly. I'm happy for that.
Yeah.
But we're moving great distances. We're doing hard, sweaty work. We're just not getting chased by Indians. We don't have to shoot anybody, which is great. But, yeah, it's the same kind of idea. Anyways, I digress. But I love what we're doing, so... We love you guys.
Yeah, thanks for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to our podcast.
Yeah, we're excited to bring you this news. And
we got a lot of big news coming. Like, honestly, like, I think we're hitting a point in this band right now where there's some serious news coming. So I hope everybody pays attention. If you don't pay attention, shame on you.
And please help us spread the word, too, because word of mouth is really the best way to get the word out about the Ghost Wolves.
Word of mouth is the best way to get the word out.
It is.
Yeah. And ABC, always be checking.
Always be checking, and we'll always be updating you. And let's see, anything else?
I'm hungry.
Yeah, I know. It's that time
let's
to eat.
Let's go eat something.
All right.
All right. Love everybody out there.
Love you guys. Grandma. Thank you so much. We'll talk to you soon.
Talk to you later.